Do you remember that first day that I tempted you to be the naughty man that you've now become? Oh, I remember it like it was yesterday. I walked into your home office. Your wife was somewhere else in the house. I knew she wouldn't come down to your office, not while you were working. And I shouldn't have been there either. You had this look of surprise on your face, but you didn't say anything because you were on a call, and I could tell you were curious as to why I was in there. And I shut the door behind me and walked slowly over to stand in front of your desk, my heels clicking on the floor, your eyes watching me. Before I came in, I'd already unbuttoned the first four buttons of my shirt. You see, I'd been thinking of you every day. I'd leave your house, and I'd slip into my car, and I'd wriggle up my skirt to my hips, and push my panties aside. Rub my pussy until I came, thinking about you, the smell of you, your voice, and all the things you'd said to me that day, and how greedy and wild and horny they made me. Even the simplest, innocent requests spoken in your low, deep voice would get me wet. So that day, I knew I couldn't wait any longer. And with your eyes on me as I stood in front of your desk, I slowly undid the rest of my shirt and slipped it off my shoulders. Oh God, you should have seen your face. It was almost comical. The look of nervous surprise. But you couldn't look away. And you watched my neatly manicured nails work the snap on my sexy lace bra. So see-through, you already knew that I had big, deep, rosy nipples before I even unhooked it. Oh, your eyes were just glued to them, your mouth open, trying to concentrate on whoever was talking and whatever they were saying on the other end of that phone call. Then I slowly peeled back those delicate cups of my bra and let my big, firm, ripe tits free for you to devour with your eyes. Oh, and you did. I knew that your cock was hard under that desk, just from staring at my big, beautiful tits. And I smiled and let the shirt and the bra fall to the floor. And then I cupped my breasts in my hands, slowly circling the nipples with my index finger. Oh, God, they were so hard and aching for you. And oh, I wanted to touch you. I wanted to know that hardness between your thighs. Oh, I wanted to feel it so badly. But you weren't ready yet. So I let my hands fall to my sides and slowly gathered my skirt, pulling it up inch by inch, higher and higher up my thighs, watching you. And for a moment, just the briefest of seconds, you shook your head, worried about the consequences. You knew what was gonna happen. And when I nodded back at you, and I didn't stop, you just kept staring. Oh. And then my skirt rose just high enough for you to get that first glimpse of what you'd been waiting for. The sweet, delicate, bare little folds of my pussy. Oh, and I lifted that skirt all the way up, parted my thighs a bit, and let you see everything that I had to offer you. It was yours. I was yours. Oh, anything you wanted, I would have given to you. I have given to you. But not that day. I had to ease you into the idea of fucking me, becoming that wild, uninhibited, sexual beast of a man that I know you are now. But you weren't him then, at least not on the outside. So I wriggled out of my skirt, pushing it down over my hips, letting it fall to the floor, and then bending down to pick up all of my discarded clothes, just so you could get a glimpse of that firm, fleshy, ripe ass. You know the one. The one that you love fucking so much. Oh, if only I would have known what was going through your mind. Oh, it would have been so sweet. And then I put my clothes neatly on the chair, and still wearing my heels, I slowly walked around to where you were seated behind your desk. And I could hear people on the other end of the phone talking to you, to each other, and you were so wrapped up in the view of me, you couldn't even respond. You turned your chair to the side to face me. Oh, and then I saw how hard you were. That cock just pressing against the zipper of your pants. It needed to be relieved, didn't it? and I slowly sunk to my knees, right there at your feet. My face getting a perfect view of that cock trapped there. And I ran my hands up along your thighs, never breaking eye contact with you. My sexy, sweet little face looking up at you while my hands moved and slid up the inside of your thighs. Oh, until I got to that hard shaft. Oh, just pushing against my palm between the material. Oh, and I saw your eyes flutter closed just for an instant. Oh, and I knew I had you. I knew it. And then I unzipped your zipper. Oh, and reached inside. And just rubbed that shaft so warm and hard. Oh, God. As I watched you, I licked my ripe rose-colored lips, telling you I knew exactly what you needed. But we had to be quiet. Everyone on that phone would be able to hear what I was about to do to your cock. And I reached through that opening in your boxers and slipped your cock out. Oh, God. That was so much sexier than I imagined. Thick and hard. Oh, with that head that I love to now wrap my lips around and circle with my tongue. Oh, it was so tempting. And you watched me as I licked the palm of my hand. Getting it nice and wet. I slowly rubbed the head of your cock with my wet fingers. Oh, God. I could feel the slits already leaking for me. And you wanted this. You wanted my fists jerking up and down your cock. And I saw your hands grip the arms of the chair tightly, trying to hold back, trying not to moan or beg or give yourself away. Oh, you just watched me lick my hand again. Oh. And then wrap it around your shaft. Oh. And start to stroke you. Oh, ever so slowly. Oh, God. I remember the feel of you. Oh, your cock just slipping through my grip. Oh, God. You have no idea how wet that made me. I swear I was leaving a puddle of my pussy juices on the floor. Then I stroked you a little bit faster. Oh, yes. Watching you. Knowing you just wanted to come, seeing you try to hold back those moans and those grunts. Oh. Then you saw my lips, how wet and glossy they were. You wanted them wrapped around your cock, didn't you? You wanted it in my warm, wet mouth. You didn't want to come in my hand. You didn't care how wrong it was. Oh, you just wanted to come right in my slutty little mouth, didn't you? Oh, I could see the disappointment in your face. Oh, it was, you thought I'd stopped and it's just gonna leave you there, leaking and aching, until I lowered my head and opened those big pretty lips wide. Oh, and I was watching you, my eyes never leaving yours. Oh, as I sucked your cock so slowly and quietly, not wanting to give you away. Became too much for me and too much for you. Oh, and I could feel the grip on the chair. I could hear it creaking and your legs shaking. And your hips just barely pumping into me. Oh, and I knew I was gonna get your load. Oh, I knew I would finally have it. Finally taste that cum I've been fantasizing about. Greedily sucked every drop from the tip until you were quivering and had to pull me off your cock by my hair. Oh, God. It must have been such a long time since you came. There was so much. I had to swallow and swallow and swallow again. Oh, I was so good. Oh, I remember exactly how sweet it tasted. Sweet and salty and thick on my tongue, down my throat. Oh, and then you just lay there limp on the chair, breathing, totally satisfied. And I looked up at you and smiled, licking a little bit of the cum from my lips. And then I stood up, giving you another view of my naked body with my beautiful tits and my wet pussy. And I took your hand, brought it between my legs. Oh, you could feel how soaked I was. And I leaned in and I whispered, next time. Oh, and I heard you groan. You didn't even care that they were on the phone anymore. And then I took your hand away, all wet with my juices, and put it right against your lips. And then I winked at you, slowly walked over to the chair, swaying my hips and giving you a nice view of my ass. And I collected my clothes and blew you a kiss, opened the door, and left. Left you knowing what a dirty little slut you had, ripe and available anytime you wanted. Oh, that was the beginning. That was the day I corrupted you. Yes. You're welcome, baby. I'm very, very grateful for that day, too. Of course. No regrets.